Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Gray here. It's been a long time through a series of events from spring break to then jury duty. So I haven't seen you for a very long time, but everything is, I'm back. We're kind of finished with jury duty after that little detour. I was a part of a civil case. It was pretty sad. A father was trying to evict his daughter from a house they owned. But it was an interesting process to be a part of all the way through. I ended up being an alternate juror. So after being on the jury for the whole week, I didn't actually get to deliberate and make the final decision. I have my guesses about what I think probably happened, but I don't know for sure actually after all of that. So it was a really interesting process, and we're gonna start talking about the Constitution quite soon. So it's a really nice segue for me to kind of discuss some of the ideals behind the judicial system in our country. So a few announcements of things coming up next week on Friday is the book fair. There's a link in the updates page for some information about that. And then I think your kids know what's going on with that and what they will need for that time. We also are in need of a couple of volunteers. So on the updates page, there's a link if you'd like to volunteer. Our time is 9 to 10 on Friday, April 26th, and you would come just a few minutes early, and then you help check out the students so they can pay for the books they would like. If you'd like to do that, go ahead and visit the updates page and you can be a part of it. And thank you very much for checking it out. Secondly, we're in need of a couple things. For the end of the year, we're running low on Kleenex. So if you're willing to give us some Kleenex, that would be very helpful. Either the big rectangular prism boxes or the cube. Either one, you know, we'll take them. We went through a lot during the winter time with lots of colds and things. And the second thing we need is stamps. So stamps are quite expensive, but we're going to do a project at the end that we'd like to kind of send out. So having some stamps, so if you have just even like a couple lying around that you're willing to give, any little thing like help, of course, you know, a whole book would help too. So you can just send your students in with Kleenex or stamps. If you're willing to give, that would be a huge help. So thank you very much for even considering that. And then the second thing is, the last thing is, we have state testing coming up, the CASP test, formerly known as SBAC, the test that all the students are taking at the end of April and in early May, all throughout Irvine and all the grades 3 through 6. There's nothing special that you have to do for that. Our load will lighten a little bit during those couple of weeks simply because there's just a lot of long testing going on, but we'll still be doing some things that are pretty regular. So next week we're going to be doing some practice, meaning just going through the motions of, you know, of logging on and what materials that I need and what does the test look like, just to get a refresher, because they don't often look like the tests we take the rest of the year. And then the next week, the week of April 29th, we'll take some of the state tests, and then the week of May 6th, the week after that, we will take the rest of the tests. So the students in fifth grade take 5 tests. In third, fourth, and sixth, they only take 4. So there's 2 different math tests. One is computer adaptive, and so as you answer questions, it gives you slightly harder questions. One is a performance task, where it's really just a couple of questions, but it's much more involved to get to the bottom of what they're looking for. Those same ideas are also in an English test. So there is a computer adaptive test similar to a STAR test, and there's also a performance task where is writing is involved. For that one, they have to kind of respond to something in a certain genre of writing that we don't know. And then finally, in fifth grade, the one that is different is science. So I think in fifth, eighth, and 11th grade, when students take the state test, they also take this science test. And so they have one extra on top of all the other ones. And so, you know, there's, like I said, there's nothing you need to do. Make sure the kids have breakfast and get a good night's sleep when possible. And that is really the best you can do for them to be prepared. Next week, in addition to getting prepared for those state tests, we have our regularly scheduled programming. In reading, we're gonna be not quite finishing, but getting toward the end of our class novel study, The Girl Who Drank the Moon, which so far has been an incredibly enjoyable book, and the students are liking it. We're getting to kind of the last of things at this time of year, and so our last reading unit, which we'll probably won't get all the way through, is about fantasy books, and so this is serving as an introduction to fantasy books. I'm also reading aloud Sideways Stories from Wayside School. And those, it's just a really fun little book. Students probably read it a few years ago, but it's fun for them to kind of revisit these really great stories. And so we're enjoying that. In writing, we're finishing up our Mount Rushmore writing. If you haven't heard about this, the students picked out four people that have made a huge impact on their life, much like the four presidents who are on Mount Rushmore made an impact on the United States. And they're kind of writing about why they chose those people to put on this great monument, why they're being honored, you know, in the mind of the students. And then we'll get finally, after I promised it several weeks ago, we'll finally get to our final unit in writing, which is information writing. In math, we're going to review some different math concepts throughout the year. We might do a little more with measurement and conversion depending on how the week goes, but we'll do a few weeks of kind of math review around the state tests, and then we'll move into our last little section of math at the end of the year. In social studies, we're really focusing on the Constitution. So we're talking about the separation of powers in the Constitution and kind of reviewing the preamble for the Constitution, which really lays the foundation for what the Constitution is all about. The students will go to Science Lab with Mrs. DeMarco. We've been doing some analogy study, and we'll take our first analogies quiz. And then several of your students are already doing a great job all around our school with different teachers doing their leadership project. Others are trying to get theirs off and running. But very quickly, we're starting to get into the last of things and wrapping up, you know, large units. There'll still be things all the way through the end of school, but that's kind of what's happening. So, of course, if you have any questions or anything, please let me know. Otherwise, it's good to be back, both from spring break and from jury duty. It's good to be back giving you this video since we've been out of it for several weeks. So I hope all is well with you out there. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.